sad news over the weekend as we heard about the passing of Art Bell, who founded the radio program Coast to Coast, and it is named that appropriately because radio stations all over the country run it overnight, and so does KSRO. And Alan Stock, also a KSRO talk show host and a talk show host in his own right in Las Vegas now. Alan is here to talk about Coast to Coast and Art Bell. Alan, good to have you back.
Well, thanks so much for having me this morning. I appreciate it. Art was on KSRO, I think, when I was there back in the '80s, '90s.
Yeah.
And, he was huge. I mean, he's been a radio icon just about forever.
And you know, people are rabid about Coast to Coast. I mean, even this morning, we've had calls from people as we've, you know, talked about the passing of Art Bell at the age of 72. And if there's any inference that we're making light of the program, the phone starts ringing immediately. People are very attached to this show.
Well, because it was a unique show, it wasn't a political show. It wasn't conservative or liberal or one side or the other. It was something unique that is not on radio, has never been on radio,
yeah,
as far as I know, ever before.
Yeah.
And, you know, he took a chunk out of people's imagination. I call it it was a Disneyland for sci-fi. And, and that's really what he created overnight, where people, whether they were driving in trucks overnight or you're driving from one area to the other. I mean, you caught his show, and it was unique. It was creative. It was something that no one else had ever done. And and he was, listen, he was one of the top 100 talk show hosts in America, as well as being one of the top hosts of all time.
Yeah, went into the Hall of Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Correct.
And all of that. And this is a guy who found a niche, and it that niche included, you know, things like werewolves and vampires and extraterrestrials and of course, all things, you know,
that go bump in the night.
Everything that goes bump in the night. And
right.
A lot of people think, wow, okay, now he's really finding out about, you know, the truth that's out there now that he is among those. I was telling my co-host earlier that the ETs should be flying a missing man formation over Pahrump,
yeah,
Nevada this morning.
Yeah, I'll tell you a couple of things, you know, personally, when that happened with Art. I was, years after I did leave hosting at KSRO, I was working at KSTE in Sacramento,
mm-hmm,
and we were living in Marin County, and I would you know, stay a few nights in Sacramento, stay a few nights in Marin. One, I think it was a Wednesday or Thursday night, I was driving back from Novato back to Sacramento, about an hour and 20-minute ride, and I listened to Art the whole time. We carried him on our station up,
yeah,
there. And I listened to him the whole time, and I'll give you an example about theater of the mind. A guy called the show, and he said he was piloting a small plane toward Area 51.
Ooh.
Now, that's the classified Air Force facility located about 80 miles north of here, or north of Las Vegas.
Sure.
Where, you know, they supposedly have worked on things with aliens and alien crafts and all that stuff. Very unique type of things with the government and Air Force. And he said, I'm going to go find out, Art. He's flying a small plane now, very small plane. But I'm going to fly over Area 51. I'm going to tell you what's there. I want to see for myself what it is it looks like from the air, because, you know, people always talk about it. And Art said, don't do it. He said, they'll shoot you down.
Yeah.
And the caller went back and forth with Art, and he said, I've got to do it, Art. I've just got to see it. I want to see what's happening. Now, this went on.
Don't tell me the line went dead, Alan.
You know, well, I'm going to tell you what happened was he reported that two military planes, were starting to fly on either side of him. And they were signaling him down.
Mm-hmm.
And Art was going, you know, get out of there, man. Turn around. Don't do this. Guy goes, he was insistent. He wanted to find out what was going on. And now I'm just approaching Area 51. And there it is. Oh, my God. And then, yes, it went dead. Now, 2 weeks later, I had Art on my show. And I said to him, whatever happened to that caller? And he said he had never heard from the guy again. There was nothing in the news about it, nothing anywhere at all.
Okay.
So, I mean, a lot of people may suspect what they want to. I don't think Art ever put anything, I don't think he made anything up. I think he had a lot of people doing a lot of unusual things, calling him. He had one guy call him, I know, that's been circulating around the media about a guy who worked at Area 51, wanted to talk about what was up there, and as he did talk about, start to talk about it, the line did go dead. After a little bit. So, I mean, again, people can say what they want to say
about
it.
Yeah, but that's going to increase the believers. There's no question about it. And I'm trying to imagine, Alan, okay, so you're Art Bell, and you have this idea for this overnight show, hours-long overnight show, to talk about all of these kinds of things. What do you think the program director would have to say in response to that kind of a pitch?
Well, here's the deal. In terms of a program director, he built a little station in Pahrump, which is in Nye County. As a matter of fact, if you recall, you may or may not recall that he used to say he was broadcasting from the Kingdom of Nye.
Oh yes,
and it was Nye County, and it was a small trailer type right next to his home, and he broadcasts to Pahrump, but he had. The imagination was so great. People glommed onto this unusual thing so much that they wound up actually picking him up. I mean, like you said, over 500 stations nationally. So program directors went, who's going to listen to the show overnight? Are we going to replay Rush? Are we going to play this? Replay? No, no, no. People were listening to Art Bell, and the more they listened to him, the more stations picked him up. And whether program directors thought it was a great show or a little bit kinky and weird, doesn't matter. It was being listened to by millions and millions of people. And the result is everybody wanted to pick it up. Every market, they fought over who could have his show.
Yeah. And, of course, we're still running it here in KSRO. And, I hear it every day because I'm in here early to the studio about 3 o'clock. So between 3 and 5 a.m., I hear, bits and pieces of Coast to Coast. And, yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's wacky. Yeah, it's out there. And it is also unlike every other thing you hear on the radio.
Yeah, I know George Newry, who has taken over for Art, and he's carrying on the same kind of a tradition. And again, it's whether it's UFOs or chupacabras. I mean, I've heard of a chupacabra before Art Bell talked about a chupacabra. Let's be honest, I mean, aliens, all that stuff. I mean, he captured people's imagination with this, you can call it land of make-believe, but I'm telling you, there are people, I live in Las Vegas, and I know that people have said a lot of things about what goes on up in Area 51, and you can't convince me that something unusual is not happening up there.
Yeah. Yeah, as I always say to people about, extraterrestrial life, is I can't imagine a universe that is not equipped with smarter people than we are. So, I believe.
It's very near us, the Area 51. It's about a 40-minute plane ride. If you stand at the top of the Mandalay Bay and look out to the airport, the most western part of the airport here, McCarran Airport, you'll see a small little building, and you'll see a parking lot, and you'll see planes that are white with a red stripe and no numbers. And you'll see people get in those planes in the morning, and the shades go down, and they take people from Las Vegas up there to work. And then at the end of the day, you see them return, and they exit the plane, they get back in their car, and they leave.
Wow.
These are folks who live in the area, who work in Area 51. I mean, for us here, it is an unusual deal. And Art just was able to hang on to that.
Yeah, he capitalized on it, and it worked. And Alan, the proximity of Area 51 to where you are in Las Vegas explains a lot about what happens in Vegas, doesn't it?
There are a lot of unusual things in Las Vegas, and especially the folks who come and think that they're going to put a few bucks into a one-armed bandit and they're going to walk away multi-gazillionaires.
Yeah.
Those are the most unusual creatures of all.
Very true. If you can believe in that, extraterrestrials shouldn't be a big stretch, right?
Well, I think that's a fair statement. It's a very fair statement. interesting.
Well, Alan, thanks so much for coming on with us to talk about the amazing career of Art Bell and what he created, the Coast to Coast program, still rolling, still great, and still with so many dedicated listeners, that's for sure. Thanks.
It's my pleasure. Always, my first talk radio station was KSRO, and I'll always have an affinity for it, and my best to everyone there.
That's my guy. Thank you, Alan. That is Alan Stock, who is an award-winning broadcaster in Las Vegas, and glad to have him along as we speak about the amazing career of Art Bell, who passed away at the age of 72. Yes, he passed away on Friday the 13th.